Let's talk about the season opener. First of all, you know, are there many new regulations, rules or regulations that people of note that people need to keep in mind while they're out hunting this year?
There are a few regulations that folks should be aware of, especially in the southeastern part of the state. Folks are probably familiar and have heard about chronic wasting disease. It's something we've been dealing here in the state for quite a while. Last year, we made a change, and CWD sampling for deer that were harvested, we made that voluntary, and that was due to issues with the pandemic. But it's different this year. We are requiring deer that are harvested in any CWD zone, whether it's a surveillance zone, a control zone, or a management zone, during the opening weekend of firearm season, so that's this upcoming weekend, we are requiring that those deer come to a sampling station to get sampled for CWD. So be sure that if you're hunting in one of those areas, you've picked up a regs book, you're familiar with where the stations are. There are also some areas where we have carcass movement restrictions, so that affects whether you can bring a whole carcass out of the area you hunt or not. And we have dumpsters available to facilitate that regulation. So, again, be sure to pick up a regs book and make sure that you're familiar with if those regulations affect you where you're hunting this weekend.
All right, let's talk about chronic wasting disease, CWD. As you had mentioned before, last year the information was voluntary. This year you're requiring that. Did you get some good data last year on where they're heading for as far as the chronic wasting disease? Is it slowing down a little bit? Is it speeding up? Is it still rampant?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've been able so far to keep the prevalence rates pretty low where it exists in southeastern Minnesota. We also have a couple of areas in other areas of the state, north central Minnesota, where we've detected just one deer that was positive. But for the most part, in the area of the state where we've detected the most positives, we've still been able to keep prevalence at or below 1%, which is really great news. But unfortunately, what we do see is a slow geographic spread of the disease. And that's what's been happening here in the southeast, is that although the prevalence rates are low and, you know, it's still a rare disease, we've seen the geographic spread kind of spread slowly from that area.
Now let's talk about that and deer management, I guess, in general, and the number of hunters in Minnesota. You hear that some of the younger generation, there's parts of the younger population that may not be hunting as often as they did at one time, at least at a higher frequency than or lower frequency that they did at one time. The overall number of hunters, is it enough? Is it too much for Minnesota to sustain the population?
I wouldn't say that we have too many hunters. We have just under 500,000 hunters, but you're correct in that, you know, the largest component of our hunting population is comprised of baby boomers. And so as that cohort ages, we can expect that participation is going to wane. And that's why it's really important that we get our youth out and engaged and interested in hunting so that we can replace those hunters that we lost, because this is the primary tool we use to manage deer populations. And, you know, there are some issues that can come along with overabundant deer populations. I'm sure anyone that has had an unfortunate run-in with a deer with their vehicle during fall can attest to that. And so it is really important that we get our youth out there. One change that we've made to facilitate that is we expanded our youth season statewide in 2019, and we've seen deer harvests during that youth season increase, and that's just one way to get our youth out there engaged and excited about the sport.
Once again, we are talking with Barb Keller. She is with the Big Game Program. She's the leader of the Big Game Program for the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR. We're talking about the firearms deer opener that's coming up this weekend. I want to kind of go a little bit further into that. As far as the target, do you have a harvest target this year that you're looking to get?
Yeah, in our deer management plan that we published in 2019, we did have a harvest target set of 200,000 deer per year. Last year, we were just below that, about 197,000 deer. I'm thinking we'll probably be similar to last year. I don't know if folks remember opening weekend last year. Unfortunately, it was about 70 degrees both of those days and very gusty. Weather's looking a little bit more favorable this weekend, so that might help us get closer to that 200,000 number.
Yeah, that's on my list here, too. Here in the southern Minnesota, we're looking at temps in the low 60s, probably, both Saturday and Sunday. So we've got real nice weather for much of the population. How is that going to affect the opener?
Yeah, you know, we probably would like it a tad bit cooler as far as how that would influence deer movements and, you know, the time that they decide to bed down for the day. But it's much better than it was last season. So I would say it's at least going to be very pleasant for hunters this weekend to be out in the stand. So they should have a great time. Hopefully they'll see a few deer.
All right. Well, the rest of us will have a good time. There's no doubt about that. And boy, we'd also like to mention, I know to avoid incidents, if people who are not hunting decide to take a hike in the woods or perhaps, you know, enjoy a real nice day out somewhere where people might be hunting, some safety recommendations for those people?
Yeah, if you've got blaze orange, I would encourage our outdoor enthusiasts to wear that, both a hat that's very important and something covering the rest of your body, a vest or a jacket. If you don't have blaze orange, something else very brightly colored and make some noise when you're moving around and just be aware of your surroundings. If you're seeing what looks like hunters heading into the woods, you know, don't go in that direction.
Yeah, and if you do have a dog with you, you be sure to dress them up in blaze orange as well. You don't want them to become a target either. All right, Barb, is there anything else about the deer opener that you'd like to mention?
Oh, people should be aware that time is changing this weekend. So make sure that you have your alarm set correctly for getting into the stand in time Sunday morning, because that'll be a different time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. It's much appreciated. Enjoy the opener yourself, and we want to thank you for being with us.
Great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. That's Barb Keller, once again, the Big Game Program Leader for the Department of Natural Resources. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN. National Security This Week with John Olson. That's coming up at the top of the hour. We'll be right back with news headlines and Rich after this.